The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
When Judith Godwin was growing up in Suffolk, a town between Richmond and Norfolk, she admits to feeling like an oddball. She loved art, painting landscapes and still lifes. But few kids at her high school could relate.
There weren't too many people who were interested in painting, so I didn't have anybody really to talk to. As a kid, I was tall for my age, and I was very shy, and I'm still shy.
She attended Mary Baldwin College in Stanton for 2 years, then transferred to the Richmond Professional Institute, known today as Virginia Commonwealth University. There, in the art department, she finally felt she belonged.
The kids were like me. The teachers were so open and friendly, and they made you feel at ease.
But there was one small problem for a busy art student with painting classes in the morning and sculpture in the afternoon. Young women wore blue jeans to keep from getting paint or clay on their good clothes, but school rules did not allow pants in the cafeteria.
We'd have to go back to the dorm and change and put on a skirt. You could have paint all over your sleeves, your hands, anything, and go in there and eat. But you had to have a skirt on. I mean, it seemed so ridiculous to me because it wasted so much time.
So she made an appointment to see the dean to ask her a question.
Why do women have to wear a skirt to eat lunch? And she said, what? I told her my schedule. And she said, well, that is awful.
A few days later, the school changed its policy. But other problems were not so easily solved. As a young woman in New York, she found it hard breaking into the art world.
If you were a mistress, if you were a wife, or you had financial connections, you could kind of wangle an appointment with a curator or whatever. But if you didn't have any of that, then it was extremely difficult.
She did find a home at Betty Parsons Gallery, a place where up-and-coming artists might catch a break, and she recalls meeting Dorothy Miller, the curator of the Museum of Modern Art, at a party.
There was one second when there was no one with her, so I dashed over and I said, Miss Villa, I'm Judith Godwin, and it's such a pleasure to meet you, and I know this is difficult, and I know that I shouldn't even ask, but I would really love for you to come. And she said, I know, to come to your studio. And I said, yes. And she said, well, we'll have to talk about that. She couldn't have been nicer. Within 1 second of that, all of a sudden, this man's back came right in my face between us. And I was standing there looking at the back of his neck. And I thought, this is it. Any guy can do this. And girls knew they couldn't do that.
But when Miller retired a short time later, the two women became friends, sharing their love of art and food.
Often I would bring back Smithfield ham and biscuits from home. And I'd call her and I'd say, the biscuits are here. And she said, I'll be right over.
She also developed a friendship with the preeminent modern dancer of the time, Martha Graham. It was a relationship that began back in Stanton.
I had read the books on Martha and seen beautiful photographs of Martha. I'd never seen her dance, but I knew all about her. She was on tour, I think, in North Carolina. So I went to the president and I explained who Martha Graham was and said, she's just down the road in North Carolina. And I think it would be wonderful if she would come and perform at Mary Baldwin. And the president said, well, let me look into it, Judith, and I'll get right back to you. And within about 4 days, I got a notice to appear in the president's office. And she said, Judith, we made arrangements. She's coming, and I want you to be in charge of her. And I nearly fainted.
Graham was a hit at Mary Baldwin, and Godwin was a hit with Martha Graham.
I had a chance to really get to know her, and she said that she loved the college. She thought it was beautiful. She thought Virginia was beautiful, and so forth and so on. And she said, well, now when you graduate, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I want to paint, of course. And she said, well, then you have to come to New York. And I said, well, maybe, or I hope so, or something. And she said, promise me something. When you come to New York, no matter what, you will come to see me. Look me up. I mean it.
So she did, and she often attended Graham's performances in New York. Graham encouraged Judith to take up dance, but she refused.
I was too shy. I couldn't go out and throw myself around. Dancing, you know, you're out there.
Instead, she conveys the wonder of motion in her paintings, and more recently she's added bits of paper and surprising objects to create eye-catching collages.
That's actually a vacuum cleaner brush that she just smushed into a big glob of paint in the 2007 work. I think you can see her as she ages, she gets bolder and bolder.
Sarah Eckhart is assistant curator of modern and contemporary art at the Virginia Museum. She was excited to feature Godwin and to show the works of other abstract expressionists who had not gotten the attention she felt they deserved.
Just because of limited space, both in art history textbooks and in art museum galleries, what we frequently see is the early work, Jackson Pollock, Willem de Kooning, Franz Kline. This show includes more women, African-American artists, and a lot of this is work that hasn't been seen for 20, 30, even 40 years.
And for Judith Godwin, it's a joy to finally be recognized back home.
I'm still a Virginian, there's no question about it. And when I say I'm going home for a week or two, my friends know I'm going home to Virginia.
The exhibition, called Gesture, runs through January 27th. I'm Sandy Houseman.